Voters have passed Proposition 30, what many consider to be the biggest measure on this California ballot. Governor Jerry Brown crisscrossed the state in recent weeks, making his pitch, supported by union leaders, teachers, and others keen to avoid the trigger cuts that would have hit had Prop 30 failed. But even before the final count was in, the governor was in a buoyant mood at the Yes on 30 election night party in downtown Sacramento. Judy Campbell reports.
Governor Brown had a lot on the line with Prop 30. It imposes a temporary quarter-cent sales tax and raises income taxes on the wealthy for 7 years. The failure of Prop 30 would have triggered $6 billion in education cuts, and the governor staked his reputation on the measure, making it his top priority. But last night, as Prop 30 was trending well and exit polls were promising, Brown was very optimistic.
The only place in America where a state actually said, let's raise our taxes for our kids, for our schools, for our California dream.
Brown took aim at 30's opponents for what he called their doctrinaire thinking that government can't do anything right. And that's been one of the major challenges of the Prop 30 campaign. For the past 5 years, the state has used education funding to balance the budget, and opponents say they don't trust lawmakers to spend the money as promised. Dean Vogel, president of the California Teachers Association, says he's optimistic that voters understood that Prop 30 guarantees funding for schools despite a well-funded no campaign.
One of the things that the voters consistently have said is California's not for sale. We want to decide for ourselves what we're going to do. And I believe that they're doing that tonight.
The no on Proposition 30 campaign was outspent, but was still well funded. A large contribution from out-of-state groups came under scrutiny by state regulators, who on Monday said the donation represents the largest case of money laundering in state history. Proposition 30 also faced a threat from a competing education funding measure, 38, funded by billionaire Molly Munger. That measure was soundly defeated. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell.